We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah that if you have a shpud or askula, you have to leave them. Leave them means you take a blowtorch and you light it up a fire until it gets kashered. What's called libun? Bat kama malavnon. Omrav moni, atch toshri kliposam. It gets so hot that the thin layer of its klipa, of the metal, comes off. The ketsa magilam. How do you do hagala? So that's libun. Libun is very strong. You have to with a blowtorch. It's not just putting it into the oven. That's not called libun. That's called libun kal. It's not real libun. Libun has to be so hot that the klipa comes off. The ketsa magilam. How do you do hagala? If you have a small pot, so you take a big pot, cook up water, and while the water is boiling, you put the yerek tana into the yerek dala. Yerek dala, and Tais speaks out that you have to afterwards wash it in cold water. He's not sure exactly why. If you look at Tais in the bottom of the Amud, two lines on the bottom. Valzen nogu b'shtifas soinem b'chol ha'galois. Needs a reason for the minig, but there's a minig after I go to wash with cold water. Okay, so you put the yerek tana in the yerek derla. Yerek derla mai. What do you do with yerek derla? You can't put it into another yero. How do you cash that? Tashema dahu duda. There's a big pot. The havebe Rabbi Kavya that was by the house of Rabbi Kavya, and they had the kasha. What do? They first of all a hadlei gadamfa. They put on a lip on top of a base now. Gadam for the lisha. They took dough and they put dough around it in order to make a lip on top of the pot. Umal yuyu amaya, they filled it up with water. V'arsuchan, they cooked up the water. And that kashered the pot. Now, why do you have to do that? So the Gemara is going to explain. The reason is because you have to kasher every part of the pot. Now, if you take a whole pot and put it into, you take a small pot or the big pot, the whole pot gets kashered. But if you fill a pot with water, how are you kashering the top of the pot? You can't fill it up to the top. So one way to do it is to throw something in and let it spill over. But if you don't want to do that, what do you do? So you make a gedamfa, you put a little lip on top, now you extended the pot, now you can fill it up to higher, and then it'll work. And that's what he did. Om Rava, man chokum lemeva komilsa ilab rava kavya.
Who? The top
of
the lip.
What?
The top of the dough is attached.
So that's you put the lip on, let's say on the outside, and it goes up, so the top of the lip will still be on it. It just means that you protect the water shouldn't come out. So he says the reason is it should go up and it should go all the way up and that high. So the Gemara is explaining, it really spritzes there. The same way it goes in, it comes out. Ma boiler ben tzaitzes, just when it comes in, it goes in ben tzaitzes, which means that the everything spritzes over there, and it gets also that way. It didn't get also by going being placed in another pot. It got also by being filled up with isser and everything spritzing all over the place. Here also, I've pulled up ben tzaitzes when I want to take out, I want to kasher it. Also works with the boiling hot water spritzing in that spot. That's called a gedamfa that you need to kasher. You need a gedamfa. Then the Mishnah says, "The what about a sakin?" So it's in the Mishnah, how do you kasher a knife? It says shafa v'hi taira. You scrape it on, you rub it, and you scrape it on another stone, on a stone, and that's metair. And we'll see limitations to that halacha momentarily. First of all, sakin shafa v'hi taira. Amar Rav Ukva bar Chama v'noyatza. And you have to put it in the ground, you have to bang it into the ground 10 times into the hard ground. Now, it sounds like to me, Rashi's first shot is, af a piece of shofar, even though you rubbed it on a stone, you have to also do ne'itza. That's one shot. Now, that's a little bit shver, they have to do both things. So Rashi's another upshot. That shofar doesn't mean with a stone. Rashi's mission with Pharaoh is, shofar means rub it on a stone. But then here you see the two things, shofar and itza, which is a little bit shver. So Rashi says, "V'yashoimrim mishav shofar beget semesh ein cholok amav v'shem asel." He says, "No, it doesn't mean that you shofar does not mean that you rub it on a stone. It means besides from the itza, you just have to take off the shamnunis with a shmata to take it off." So the first one Rashi is you rub it on a stone and itza v'karka. Rashi's second shot is, no, shofa just means you rub off the dirt and then you put it in, then you rub off the shamnunis, then you put in the itza and the karka. That's the two things. So here the Ran doesn't like Rashi's first shot. We have Rashi's second shot, but the Ran on the Mishnah says, Ve'im pirsa mechover. Sheheich shana atana miksas achsheiroi. Shal sakin v'shai miksasai. The Mishnah says what to do. Mishnah is missing half the thing. It's fair to say like that. Therefore, the Ran learns a third pshat. There's two ways to kasher. Shafa and the itza. Two ways to kasher. Either do shafa or you do neitza. Either way, it's a way of kashering. So we have three pshat that I learned pshat on this. Either means either or. Or I'm going to see the Ran has a raya that either or is enough. And, or Rashi is both, or means shofar means to rub to scrub off the dirt. Omar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yishuv a karka she'ina avuda. You have to use karka that was never planted in. It's very hard karka. That's what it works in the itza. Omar Rav Kahana uvisakin yofa she'im egumais. Also, the itza only works if it's a sakin yofa that has no ridges. It's smooth, because if it has ridges or holes, then stuff can get caught in there and won't come out in karka. Karka won't help for that. Taina mahalchi sakin yofa shem aguma is noyetz asar pam bekarka. You put it 10 times in the karka, and all these gemaras are much like the Ran that neitz alone is enough. It doesn't say and shofa. It sounds like it's enough. So the gemara very important. In the next gemara, Mahu Reid Yeshua. This whole idea of neitz is only lechol ba tzoinin. It's only if you want to use it for cold. But if you want to use it for hot, then you have a big problem because you have to agol of a roitzchem. Doesn't help to do neitza. If you want to use vahat, you have to do regular agola. And Tosfos already asked from Seches Pesachim that some, maybe from Seches Chulin, smashma over there, that you need libun. So he says that you need libun avada, and that's enough with agola, it's only by bala at hera, there could be even need libun. And, but avada, the Gemara is saying is that a sakin, neitza does not take care of blias that go in with hat. Only helps for cold. Only helps basically for the shamnunis or anything that's from cold. And what is a ma'isa? Ki ha the mari huda bata baratoivi. Have you also become the shvar malka? They're sitting in front of a goy, the shvar malka. Asayel kamayu esriga. They brought an esrig to eat in front of the shvar malka. So pasak ochel, he cut a piece and he ate. Then pasak, he cut another piece with his knife for the goyish knife. Vahavli lebati baratoivi. He gave it to bata baratoivi. Then hada dotsa sarazim nibara. Then he put it in the ground 10 times. And Pasak Havel Mayhud. Then he caught a piece and gave it to Mayhuda. So Mayhuda gave it a kashering. And here you see, Ne'itza works. And this is a right to the Ram. Ne'itza alone works. Omale Bati Bartuvi. Vahu Gav La Yishol. I'm chopped liver. I'm out of Yishol here. For him, you kashir. For me, you give me a tray for peace. La Yishol. Omale Mar Kimli Begava. Him I know that he's makbid on these things. He doesn't need Yidav Isser. You, I don't know. Amar Le Kimli Begava. You, I don't know if you're such a chosh of a person. And Ikadam even more. I know what you did last night, and that's why I don't think you're so makbid. What does that mean? Zagrashi. Derech parsiim limsur noshim lach sanoyim. They give the guest noshim. Shigum alayhi sent them both noshim. And the bati was with Kabul, the lady. Rabbi Yehuda like Kibul. So you see clearly, he wasn't so big tzaddik. Now Tosfos points out on the bottom that it was not an isser, because bati bar toivi actually was once an eved, kanani, and he became a yid, but he never took a get shichrur. And a ma'ukav get shichrur still has din of a goy, of Eved Kanani, and therefore, he still has din of Eved Kanani, and therefore it could be he was mutter to a shifcha. But Lamaisa, that's why Yibamish wasn't the reason why he didn't take a get shichrur, because it was Baramas Ruchi, it was a balgai, but he wasn't the biggest tzaddik. But in any case, it could be it wasn't Mamish Issa of Znus. But what you see from the story is that Ne'itza was a way of kashering, and you see, from here, like the Ran a little bit, that alone was enough. And that's where the sugya ends with these halachas of Hagala, Hadrun Allah, Hasoiches Apoyo, Sneak Allah, Mesechas of Ezara, Mazel Tov.